Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guests, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. Where can witches and their vampire mentor practice their powers without being discovered or persecuted? Why, Las Vegas, of course. In his first young adult novel, The Witches of Vegas, author Mark Rosendorf tells the story of Isis and Zach, and he's here to share more. Mark, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you, Lyndon. I want to thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to be here to speak with you and all of your listeners.
And thank you. It's a pleasure having you. So, Mark, will you give us a quick overview of Witches of Vegas?
Absolutely. So, The Witches of Vegas is a series, and it's currently two books out. It's about a family of witches who practice their magic openly while hiding in plain sight as stage magicians in Las Vegas. It's great for them. They put on an amazing show, great for the audience. Who it's not great for, of course, are the other magicians who can't possibly keep pace. So the book, it revolves around two specific characters, 15-year-old Isis Rivera, who is the adopted daughter of the Witches of Vegas. Found as a young child, her magic was coming out. The people around her thought she was a devil and basically tried to set her on fire. The Witches of Vegas saved her, raised her, and the book opens to the first time she's performing on stage with the Witches of Vegas.
While writing The Witches of Vegas, were you thinking of a specific age group or type of young adult reader?
Well, the two main characters, Isis and Zach, are your typical everyday teenagers that you'd want to have as your best friends. They're not the jocks in school. They're not the cool kids. They're just the typical everyday average teens that I think a lot of people would relate to. Even though Isis is a witch, she's still very shy. Even though Zach is a performer at night, he doesn't have a lot of friends in school during the day. So I figure he's someone that anybody who has any self-esteem issues might be able to relate to these two characters. And now basically they live two lives, one as very quiet teens and then on stage performing.
Very interesting. You've written other novels, but The Witches of Vegas is your first foray into the world of young adults. Why did you decide to switch directions?
It was actually a number of years ago. I started writing in 2009, and I was writing adult novels, fantasy, sci-fi. I wasn't getting a lot of traction with them. And also, I had written four within a period of 3 years between the writing and the marketing. I went through a lot of burnout. So I decided to quit. And to show how little traction I got at the time that I did quit, I was the only one that knew I quit. I basically put it behind me, said I wasn't going to write anymore. And then one night, about 2 a.m, this story hit me. And the idea, the main characters, the idea of witches on stage. As a magician, I know a lot of the audience will think, wow, it's like witchcraft. And I said, you know, would people know the difference between the expensive equipment and the lot of practice versus witchcraft? In my head, the story just all kind of came together and I started writing. And I have to say, The Witches of Vegas, which is published through the Wild Rose Press, which is now an audiobook, the sequel is out. I've probably had more success with this book than others. Also, as a high school guidance counselor, I figured it's an audience that I know very well. I should be writing for the teenage audience.
Absolutely. So when thinking about a new book, do you consider the characters or the plot first?
I think characters are very important because you want characters that anybody can relate to. They want to follow these characters, especially if they're going to go book to book. You know, they want to be part of that development. They want to feel almost like it's their own family. So I think it's important. Plot matters as well, though. I do believe that. But first and foremost, I think the characters have to be someone that everyone who reads will tug at their heartstrings.
Well, as you mentioned before, your story features Isis and Zach. Do they take on traits of real people or are they straight from your imagination?
They're straight from my imagination, although I think all of us, you know, who write usually are taking some experience, some people that they know, they probably change details or exaggerate the personalities. So although Isis and Zach are not anyone specifically, I'm sure they're probably a conglomerate of all the different people that I've met over the years to fit these characters.
I believe that The Witches of Vegas has won some awards. Will you share a bit about that with us?
Sure. So in the International Digital Awards, The Witches of Vegas came in second in the young adult category. It also received a 5-star rating in the Indie Tale Awards, Indie Tale Magazine. And by winning that, it's going to be entered into the Roan Awards, which is a big deal in independent publishing. That I believe that awards begins in May. It's going to be a public vote to everyone. It's also won a few others, and it's also entered in a few other contests. But to me, the most important award to me is when someone contacts me and tells me, wow, I really enjoyed that book, or I see a very positive review from an everyday reader.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. So what sets The Witches of Vegas apart from others in the same genre?
A few things. First off, it's a completely different take on the witch and vampire genres. It also involves stage magicians. And I feel that the concept of witches on stage is certainly a very unique concept. Stuff from here that revolves around the magicians is based on personal experience. So when they talk about some of the tricks, how they work, as a magician, I put my own experience into those. It also takes place in Las Vegas. And anyone who's been to Las Vegas can tell you that's a character all on its own. And I think that definitely appears in this story.
Will there be a sequel to The Witches of Vegas, or are you writing something entirely different now?
I'm happy to say the sequel actually has come out already. It's titled Journey to New Salem, which is a continuation of the story of The Witches of Vegas. As well, I'm working on a third book, which is going to be the third in the series. So as long as readers are finding an interest in Isis, Zach, and their families, Witches of Vegas stories can continue. I actually have a lot of other ideas in my head that I'm very excited about getting out on paper.
That's great. So, Mark, is there a particular sense of satisfaction in writing for a younger audience?
I would say absolutely. As a high school guidance counselor, I like it working with my students on reading. I happen to work with special needs students, so it's even more important to build their reading. And the fact that there are teenagers out there that are continuing their love for reading through The Witches of Vegas is something I definitely take a lot of pride in.
Absolutely. So, when you first started writing, do you think that there was any other author who may have had an influence on your style of writing?
Growing up, I read from a lot of different authors. I found there was never a particular author I liked, but it was particular books that I liked. For example, I was a big fan of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine. Another book that I really liked was actually written a sequel many years later by Stephen Baxter titled The Time Ships. The reason I really liked that one is because the chapters were shorter. It wasn't like a 15-page chapter. It was more like 4-page chapters with a cliffhanger. That's something that really appealed to me because I prefer short chapters myself. You know, when I'm sitting there reading for breakfast and lunch, I like to be able to stop at a chapter, and sometimes chapter goes on too long. So I do try to follow that style by having more but shorter chapters, which is also good for anybody, particularly teens, who may have a shorter attention span.
Absolutely. I have to agree with that. Let's dream a little bit now, Mark. If your book were to become a movie, who would you choose to play the characters of Isis and Zach?
I would think Isis and Zach should be played by brand new unknowns. You know, someone who can kind of start their career as Isis and Zach. Because I try not to think of in terms of like popular celebrities, because then it tends that people watch it and they see the celebrity, not the character. From Star Wars, originally, the voice of Darth Vader was H.G. Wells, not James Earl Jones. And the reason that it was pulled is because when they listened to him do the voice, everyone said, oh, well, that's him, you know? They couldn't see the character.
I like that idea. It certainly makes a lot of sense. So how did you select the names of your characters?
Well, I chose the name Isis because in mythology, Isis means goddess of magic. And I thought that was an excellent fit. When I was learning to be a magician, I actually worked with someone whose last name was Gallo. Unfortunately, I think he passed away a number of years ago, but he's the one who first inspired me to magic. So I thought Galloway as the last name for Zach and his uncle Herb, who's the amazing Herb Galloway, is basically a tribute to him.
Is there a moral of the story or a message in The Witches of Vegas that you would like your young readers to remember?
I guess basically to be themselves. The thing with Isis and Zach is that they're wholesome, you know, they're not trying to be cool. They're not trying to prove themselves. They follow their own path of morals and principles. In fact, I can tell you in The Witches of Vegas, Isis's morals do get tested very much. But well, you'll read to find out what happens, but these are two very moralistic characters who I think, again, anyone can relate to and realize they don't have to be something that they're not, even if they're a witch.
That's an interesting take on it. So, Mark, will you please read a short excerpt from The Witches of Vegas for our listeners?
I would be happy to. I'm going to start in the middle of chapter one. "And now," Sebastian shouted from the stage, "Selena will reverse the spell and return from when she came." With another wave of Sebastian's hand, the pieces of the wooden box rose and, like a puzzle, came together. "Get ready, Isis. You're up next." Selena gave her a wink. Isis returned the gesture with a smile. "Kiddo will be fine out there. She's ready," Sasha said. "But first, it's all you, big sis. And don't forget to smile to the audience." "I never forget to smile," Selena rolled her eyes. "You did during last night's performance." "Last night I was agitated. I asked Sebastian if our new outfits made me look fat. His answer struck me as noncommittal." "You know the two of you make me sick, right?" Sasha turned to Isis. "Don't they make you sick sometimes?" Isis just offered Sasha a slight shrug. There were certain family squabbles when she felt it best to play it neutral. Sasha did have a point. Selena and Sebastian flirted with each other a lot. Isis found it sweet. Selena stood up and closed her eyes. "Teleport to box." She disappeared. The box lowered to the ground while Sebastian continued his patter. "No doors on any side of the box. Not above, not below. No way in, no way out." And yet, the front wall of the box fell onto the stage, revealing Selena behind it. Sebastian took her hand and led her out. "With magic and witchcraft, we don't need doors." The crowd roared with applause. Selena curtsied, then trotted off the stage. She exchanged a thumbs up with Sasha. The magic proved flawless as always. "How did she do that?" someone shouted from the front row. Isis giggled. She'd witnessed at least a few hundred sold-out shows in the last few years. Both tourists and Vegas natives loved watching the Witches of Vegas flaunt their power on the stage. "How did they do that?" was the most commonly asked question throughout the theater every few minutes. In all this time, not a single person figured out that Sebastian was outright telling him their secrets. Well, almost all their secrets. He never mentioned the charisma spell he placed on himself prior to each performance. A deep monotone voice boomed from behind. "You are nervous, young one. It is useless and unnecessary." Isis peeked over her shoulder at the tall, egg-headed albino man glaring down at her. When Sebastian first introduced her to the coven, the sight of Luther scared the hell out of her. She couldn't stop gawking at his fingernails, which were longer and dirtier than anyone she'd ever known. Sasha's fake nails weren't even as long as Luther's real ones. His blackened teeth weren't easy to look at either. Years later, her throat still went dry whenever he spoke through those abnormally thin lips. It took a long time to get comfortable around him. His constant cold stare during her training sessions didn't make that task any easier. To this day, she jumped out of her shoes whenever he barked a command or a criticism. Still, the idea of having a 500-year-old vampire hanging around was kind of cool, even if he did usually act like a dick. Maybe all vampires acted like that, not like Isis knew anyone else who was actually dead or undead or whatever. "I'm not nervous," Isis said to him. "I'm not nervous at all." "You are. I can smell it." Luther's cape swung as he spun away. "Concentrate on your power, and you will have no reason to be afraid. I know concentration is not your strong suit, but give it your best shot." Man, even when he gave advice, it sounded like chastising. Of course, he was right. Fear was never a good emotion to have when practicing witchcraft.
Oh my gosh, I loved that excerpt and certainly makes me want to start to read it. So where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and most of all, where can we purchase The Witches of Vegas?
The best place would be to go to my website, markrosendorf.com. That's markrosendorf.com. I have links to where the book is purchasable from multiple places, both as print, ebook, or audio. Also, there's a contact me. If you send me your email address, I would be happy to add you to my mailing list so I can keep you up to date on future Witches of Vegas books that will be coming out.
And there's information about all your other books and a bio about you as well.
I do have books I've written in the past that are still available on there. My bio, there's also all of my radio interviews, written interviews are on there, as well as information on the various characters in The Witches of Vegas. In fact, there's even one interview with Isis herself on that website.
Now, that sounds interesting. That's enough to make me want to go there anyway. So we've been talking with Mark Rosendorf, author of The Witches of Vegas. Mark, you've written a story that I do believe a lot of young adults are going to want to read. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't just stop at young adults. And I want to thank you for sharing with us today. And I hope that you'll come back and chat with us again when you publish your next book.
Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I would be very happy to come back at any time.
One reviewer wrote, "I cannot say how much I love this novel. It was such a great read with great characters and the concept. I loved the magician edge to this story, tying in the fantasy of it. This is definitely one of my favorite indie novels to date." If you would like to share Mark's book with the young folks in your family and read it as well, go to markrosendorf.com and order your copy today. And when they finish reading, please ask them to post a review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, The Roku Channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.